the urban vehicle to leverage digital twins, microfactories, and IoT to close the life cycle loop? Exactly what is this B? Is the environmentally friendly electrical vehicle from Clean Motions a car? Or is it a scooter? Well, says B CEO Joran Fokessen, ZB is an urban vehicle for the 20th century. Be that as it may, this B is formally classified as an EU moped. What may be of more interest to product development teams is the way this company had evolved the idea of a closed-loop product life cycle. Under Fokessen's leadership, ZB has started to manufacture based on a microfactory model. They have established a global expansion strategy built around distributed local production in many smaller factories close to the end customers. This model requires efficient digitized manufacturing support. Fokessen recently revealed that the company is investing in a partnership with Siemens PLM that will span from product development and manufacturing to close the entire product lifecycle loop by using the Siemens IoT solution, MindSphere. It's a tough challenge, but if successful, it will be a cutting-edge example of a complete digital thread solution. With Siemens solutions for digital twins, NX and Teamcenter, IoT and IoT, industrial IoT, we will record how the product is produced and used in real time, Fokessen commented. The collaboration between Clean Motion and Siemens PLM is in all respects a complex venture. To succeed, it is important to ensure a digitally defined product and manufacturing process together with a centrally controlled supply chain. Clean Motion is taking the next step in its digitization process and, together with Siemens PLM, the aim is to reach a model with complete digital twins of this B, the manufacturing process, and the factory. With this setup, we can not only optimize our existing business model, but also develop new opportunities, says Fokessen. It also means that we will be able to return usage and manufacturing information so that we continually build vehicles of the same high quality worldwide. Furthermore, being based on IoT means we can feed back data from the product in the field to secure effective spare parts management, services, and data for innovation. A good example of a fully working digital thread. Clean Motion's main objective since their founding in 2009 has been to develop and produce ultralight electric vehicles. The first prototype of the ISB came out in December 2010 and has since gone through two more generations. The second generation of ZB was tested between summer 2012 and summer 2013. Production of the third generation started in the summer of 2013. This ZB is now making a great leap forward by creating a vehicle built around a state-of-the-art digital twin concept that connects the vehicle and operation with customers, dealers, and local manufacturers, complete with a smart global production and distribution model for manufacturing and service. With Siemens PLM software suite as a digital foundation, it is one of the first large-scale attempts to create a vehicle with an entire life cycle that can be simulated before the vehicle is even physically available. If this interesting plan can be realized, the project will serve as a good example of a fully working digital thread. How do you create this model? As part of the strategy, a digital master factory will be built with Siemens PLM solutions. This plant will allow adjustments for the introduction of new variants and optimization of production flows. Clean Motion's business model is based on a central purchasing and logistics organization with local production units that build, service, and provide ZB within local markets. The goal is for each micro factory to have an annual capacity of approximately 5,000 vehicles. The concept builds on the fact that each factory contains all the parts for the entire vehicle's life cycle in which production, sales, and aftermarket are aggregated. From product definition, through manufacturing, to IoT. In terms of software, Clean Motion will use Siemens NX software on the CAD side. In fact, CAD is a limited description of the Siemens flagship, which has integrated all key components of digital product development support into the software. This includes computer-aided design as well as tools for CAE and simulation, CAM, manufacturability, 3D printing / additive manufacturing, and others. Clean Motion will be using the Siemens Teamcenter portfolio as a backbone in product data management. Other technologies with key roles in the concept are those on Siemens PLM Teamcenter platform, a robust series of simulation programs and test solutions that are linked to the Teamcenter solution. When it comes to manufacturing control and management, Clean Motion will use Siemens Technomatic software. This solution will also play an important role in the construction and maintenance of the digital twin. Building an end-to-end process in the Amazon cloud. But it will not end there, as Vee creators will also use Siemens managed services with Teamcenter in the cloud. The platform will be Amazon's AWS, with the goal of having an industrial end-to-end solution hosted completely in the cloud. Another factor that makes this project an unusually daunting task is the fact that once the products have been manufactured, CleanMotion still needs to keep in touch with them. This really means that they aim to close the loop. But how? CleanMotion plans to use MindSphere, which is our cloud-based operating system for IoT, which is driven by Amazon Web Services and enables the connected factory. This creates a closed loop, a process that monitors and recycles data both from the factory to further optimize CleanMotion's continued product development and from SBI in active use in the field and in traffic, explains Mats Freiberg, CEO, Siemens PLM Nordics. The business model around SBI makes this a solid base for its digital journey, and our software on AWS cloud service has what it takes to take the next critical step to reach the target solution. A deal that both parties can get a lot out of, Freiberg says. By working with companies like CleanMotion, we can achieve even higher levels in providing innovation tools with the ability to realize the new technology, combined with already developed work methods. CleanMotion's goal is to build a large number of independent physical facilities worldwide, which requires that each production environment operates in exactly the same way everywhere. The digital twin CleanMotion Digital Master Factory will ensure that this happens. We will create a closed system with a network of centrally controlled production units. That would not have been possible without a partner like Siemens, says Niklas Ankerkrona, chairman at CleanMotion. However, the collaboration is not limited to the factory. SBI already works with a virtual product. Now the next step is to build a digital twin of product, process, and factory. This requires better capabilities in terms of simulation, optimization, and verification of both product and production. What this boils down to is that CleanMotion, along with Siemens PLM, intends to get a solution that can simulate the entire life cycle of the vehicle with the help of the digital twin before this be physically exists. India's market shows huge potential. It will be extremely interesting to follow this project to see what it will mean for CleanMotion in terms of growth. As it stands today, these vehicles are already on the streets of Stockholm as a taxi under the name BZZT. But in light of the open character of the vehicle, the main target markets are in warmer areas, such as India. Indeed, India has already seen some big commercial progress. SBI has reached a deal with Ola Cabs, India's largest taxi app. According to sources, Ola Cabs has 600,000 vehicles in its fleet and is valued at $5 billion. Now they want to start using SBI. Ola has the ambition to introduce electric vehicles in India on a large scale. Part of this venture is the cooperation with CleanMotion. Now a pilot is running, and its results will be used to provide insight into the use of electric vehicles from both the customers' and the drivers' points of view, said Suhail Khan, head of Delhi F team at Ola Cabs. CleanMotion's Fokessen does not want to comment on this potential business specifically, but generally finds that the possibilities for success in India look good. In India, electric vehicles have a relatively poor reputation as being substandard cheap vehicles, Fokessen said. SBI moves in another direction. It is a product that has been received very well, and it has really increased interest in both electric vehicles and our engineering and design. What we see in front of us is not only SBI as a competitive product, but also the concept of the micro factory. The latter is a solution that can be sold for licensing in new markets. Thanks to low investment costs and simple assembly, rapid profitability is achieved with local manufacturing in emerging markets worldwide. This is because in principle, all these markets have enormously high import duties on vehicles. But such a distributed production model requires control, something we think we can achieve with Siemens cooperation and the principle of digital twins, even at factory level.